Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue in our series of going deeper in our conversion. What this mini-series is really about is correcting what we can in ourselves since we can't change others. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. The Sermon on the Mount is the core of Jesus' moral teaching. It's where we get the essence of the Christian life. And Jesus opens up with the words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs." We should take that seriously. This is the very first step in Jesus' program for salvation, for happiness. It's to be poor in spirit. Now, being poor in spirit doesn't actually mean being materially poor. Being poor in spirit means being humble. And there can be wealthy, powerful people who are really humble. And there can be poor people who are really arrogant and self-righteous and basically full of themselves. That said, we have to admit that there is some connection between being poor in spirit and being materially poor. And there's some connection between being materially well off and being proud, which is why being wealthy can be spiritually dangerous. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Scripture constantly warns us about the spiritual dangers of money. Judas betrayed Christ for money, and Jesus says, "You cannot serve both God and money." And the Bible tells us, "The love of money is the root of all evil." Jesus never said how hard it is for a poor person to enter the kingdom of heaven, but he did say how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. So there's a clear contrast when it comes to the kingdom of heaven between being poor in spirit and being rich. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Contrast that with how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. And why is that? Why does material wealth make it harder to enter the kingdom of heaven? Or, to put it another way, why does material wealth make it harder to be humble and more totally reliant on God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Like it or not, we instinctively take money as a sign of personal worth. Some people treat money like the scoreboard of life. The more they have, the more they think they're winning. They measure success, intelligence, and even self-worth by how much they make or own. In this mindset, money isn't just useful. It's how to prove you're real, or that you're better or smarter or more important. But deep down, it's just your way of proving that you have worth or identity. But it's all a lie. Money can measure achievements or possessions, but it can't measure your self-worth, your real worth, your character. God doesn't care who's winning by the world standards. In His eyes, what matters is that you have opened up and received His divine life, which makes you a son or daughter of God. That's your worth. The real scoreboard is that your name is written in heaven. And more important, money can make us feel as though we've earned our value, and that now we are entitled to respect and to have people do what we want because we have the money to pay them. In other words, money makes it really, really hard not to feel important and self-sufficient, which is pride and the exact opposite of the humility of being poor in spirit. And the truth is, relative to the rest of the world, and certainly to the rest of humanity, historically speaking, we're all pretty darn rich, which means it's going to be that much harder for us to be poor in spirit. And that means it's going to be that much harder for all of us to enter the kingdom of heaven. So, what should we do? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The truth is, we can't be poor in spirit unless we show that we're willing to be poor in terms of wealth. And we show that willingness by giving our wealth away generously. Sometimes people will say, it's okay to have a lot of possessions and money, you just can't be attached to it. But of course, the only way we know we're not attached to our wealth and possessions is when we actually detach ourselves from a significant chunk of it. So, when was the last time you practiced not being attached to your money? When was the last time you took initiative in giving a good chunk of your wealth away? When was the last time, when a large unforeseen expense came up and you didn't freak out about it, get mad at anyone else, and just accept it peacefully? Again, if our identity, our self-worth, is bound up in our wealth, as it is for practically all of us at some level, then letting go of our money will be hard, because it's like letting go of ourselves. That's exactly why we need to practice this. We need to practice more and more material poverty so that we can get to the point of spiritual poverty. And then the kingdom of heaven will be ours. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Again, the greatest danger in this whole world, in our entire lives, is pride, where we think we are the ones responsible for our blessings, we are the ones responsible for our gifts, and we are the ones responsible for getting ourselves out of any difficulties, personal or practical, that come our way. That is the biggest threat to our salvation, and it's a threat that's terribly amplified by money. Because money gives us the impression that, well, we can make it happen. The antidote is to be poor in spirit, to recognize that all our blessings, including our material wealth, and any talent or energy or initiative or insight that helped us get it, it all comes from God. Jesus said to his apostles, "Freely you have received, freely you are to give." Generosity of giving, of letting go of our money, shows that we realize it didn't come from us in the first place. It's a gift from God. And passing on His gifts to others is the surest way of opening ourselves to receiving the greatest gift He holds, the kingdom of heaven. So, what could be our practical resolution? Let's assess our charitable giving. Are we giving away 10%? Or have we so overspent that now we can't? What practical change do we need to make? And how can we support the church or organizations of evangelization today? Because reducing the spiritual poverty of not knowing Christ is the most important poverty to overcome. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host,
by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts with this?
I got a lot of thoughts. I think for a long time I did have the impression that I didn't have enough money to worry about this. But there's two interesting thoughts related to that. One, in the circles that I often run in, for one thing, being younger, I think around college and just out of college, as well as in very artistic circles, like around musicians and things like that, people kind of take pride in what little they have because there's something rugged and kind of punk rock about it, where it's just like, ah, you're just making ends meet.
Yeah.
And so you find a unique way to take pride in that and then be very embarrassed if you are doing okay or if you have a salary, if you have stability. It's almost, you take pride in the opposite. So I think it's very possible to...
Because it's not edgy enough to be a steady Eddie.
Exactly. It's just not edgy enough. So that was interesting to me, as well as I...
But there's a point in which it crosses over in which the edgy punkster is so irresponsible.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But also, I used to have a bigger problem with rage, just randomly raging out. And I think it's gotten better in many degrees, but one side made sense because I would get very angry if I was scared, if I was physically scared. If someone was like, hey, climb up this, you have to do it right now, I'm scared and now I'm angry. And it was easy to snap. But I realized that there was one other place where I would really snap like that for fear, but for fear of a completely different thing. And that was if anyone touched my gig bag, my amp, my guitar, any of my musical gear, my bandmates, that's fine because they know how I'm particular, but I would just go from 0 to 100 if someone got anywhere close to my amp or my guitar.
Okay.
I mean, it was, and that suddenly made me realize, I was like, I think I'm really laid back. But when it comes to a handful of possessions, I will lose it and completely lose my priorities.
Yeah.
A person should be, I'll tell you what, a nice amp is a couple hundred dollars. A human being is worth a lot more than a couple hundred dollars, but things just get really topsy-turvy when you're attached to something.
Yeah. Why did you react that way? What is it about that stuff?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. It's almost like I kind of define myself by my musical identity, and I'm worried that if someone breaks it, then I don't get to play anymore.
That's it.
As if I couldn't earn more money and just replace that thing and get over myself.
This is at the root of pride in all its flavors, is that we have defined our identity by the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this meditation, we're talking particularly by defining our identity by some metric that usually ends up being measured by money.
Mm-hmm.
But that is how many sales you've made or what position you've reached in this company or this organization or the house you have or the new kitchen you have or something. But, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All pride is this. We are defining ourselves by something other than God, by something other than being a child of God. I'm amazed. There's this one passage where Jesus sends the apostles out. He gives them the power to do great stuff. They go out and do great stuff. They come back and they're all puffed up because of the great stuff they just did with his power.
Yeah.
And they're rejoicing. And then Jesus said, don't rejoice about that. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven.
Yeah.
What that means is rejoice because I've made you an adopted son or daughter of God. This, we've got to get this right.
Yeah.
If this is the only thing that matters about getting right.
Our identity just doesn't have anything to do with our money, what we have and what we don't have. But it really does feel that way. It feels like if I don't have this or that thing, I'll be perceived in a different way.
Yeah.
And that can come on both sides of the spectrum of both sides of having or having not.
Well, and that's why, practically speaking, a good way to get detached from it, to get it straight, you got to give it away.
Give it away. Even just let things get damaged.
And
that
not
sounds
freak
silly.
Out. And not freak out.
Yeah. I was really happy. I have one guitar that was secondhand, and it made me really happy to see it's all scraped up on the back from a belt buckle. And that's a classic thing you'll see with a lot of secondhand guitars. It's just where you play them, and you know it's loved, you know it's beaten up. But that made me happy because it meant I didn't have to be feral about it. It was already a bit busted. And I think everything is best that way. Because I even think of, you can see a really healthy relationship between people when, say, a kid or someone spills something and it ruins something, and they're like, oh, look at that. Let's move on.
Exactly.
And it's not this, what have you done? You've stained it. You've ruined it.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Just put the right things first. It's tough, though, but it really does tell us where our priorities are.
Yeah. But the point about these meditations is not to beat us up. The point about these meditations is so that we can see.
Yeah. So that we can let go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still working on this.
We all are.
Yeah.
And we will be till we're dead. But thanks be to God, we're making progress. We're making progress. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.